Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Jetta Cameron, John Ritchie, 94 WIP. Shil Kapadia joins us at 11 o'clock today, and obviously we'll go inside the film of what Shil saw looking at the coaches' tape, Eagles and Giants game, and look ahead at Dallas, and amongst other things, how has Dallas been so bad? I mean, what in the world is going on with the Cowboys? So a breakdown of all of it with Shil at 11. Also, the Twitter poll question of the day, much like we're discussing here with our show today. Today's Twitter poll brought to us by the Casino at Delaware Park, open for gaming, live racing, sports wagering, and golf. Visit DelawarePark.com. Lottery agent for the Delaware Lottery. You must be 21 to play. Today's question, what should the Eagles do at the trade deadline? Three choices. A, buy, which of course means buy players, you know, get acquire good players. B, stand pat or hold. Do nothing. Don't buy, don't sell. Just deal with what you got. C, sell. Sell some good players to get draft picks for future years. Where would you come down on that? Certainly at Sports Radio WIP on Twitter. And again, with us on the phone lines, 215-592-9494. John James, there was, in a year that has been as bizarre as it gets, there was something last night that happened so truly bizarre. And I'm sure a lot of people listening to us right now saw it. And I'm sure a lot of people listening to us right now didn't see it, because it's not like the World Series is embraced by the millions and millions and millions the way it was, you know, 30 years ago, where like 30 million people would watch, you know, Kirk Gibson hit his home run. We're way down to a lot less people watching the World Series now. And of course, it was late last night. Dodgers win. And John, as you know, Justin Turner starts the game. The Dodgers have the information prior to the game that there's an inconclusive test. He's not supposed to, per baseball rules, play in a game with an inconclusive test. But someone says, to heck with that. It's game six of the World Series. We're putting him out there. Okay, place. Seventh inning of the game last night. Determination is made from someone in some lab. Justin Turner actually has now been deemed to have tested positive. They inform Major League Baseball. Baseball tells the Dodgers, you got to get him out of the game. Dodgers get him out of the game. Two innings later, ninth inning, Dodgers win the World Series. Congrats to them. Congrats to Kershaw. Couple moments later, celebration on the field. Who's on the field? Justin Turner.
Unbelievable.
Just maskless.
Maskless.
Out there, hugging, kissing his wife.
Next to his teammates. Yeah, like, right.
Sitting next to his manager, Dave Roberts, who is a cancer survivor as well.
Really stupid. And I don't like, my thing isn't like, let's be the corona police. There are some tough circumstances. Is it okay to be in the same room with two people? I don't know. Everyone can make their determination. I would certainly tell you don't be in a room with 25 people, right? I mean, that's my recommendation. Two people you can make, you know, that aren't your family members. You got to make that choice yourself. But if you've just tested positive, you've been told you tested positive, and now it's a major hug time and high fives and slapbacks and slap hands and
no mask
and a lot of, you know you got the kids cases. And you got the wives and you got the girlfriends and you got baseball officials and you got, like, I don't know, 100 people in the field, maybe more. I mean, John, I mean, this James, this was nuts. I'd never seen anything like it.
Total just breakdown, you know. Somehow there was enough scrutiny that they, you know, made the move to remove him from the game, but then it ended, and then there's the oversight. It went in the excitement after the win.
Right.
There's just no excuse. Even though it seems as though, like, with his tweet after the game, he didn't feel like he had done anything wrong. You know,
well,
reading
he said
his
he
tweet,
didn't celebrate, which is.
Thanks to everyone reaching out. I feel great. No symptoms at all. Just experienced every emotion you can possibly imagine. Can't believe I couldn't be out there to celebrate with my guys. Well, you were.
He was.
We saw, I mean, why? Why try to do that? We could see. So proud of my team and unbelievably happy for the city of L.A. I don't even know. I don't understand how.
Well, I guess it's, I hate to say it because, and there's a lot of things going on, but I guess it's on, I mean, of course it's on the player. Shouldn't do it. I guess it's the manager or the general manager or the owner. If they see him, they say, dude, you got
to
get off.
It's on everybody. It's on everybody. It has to be. And he should be suspended next year. Like, he should be suspended for a large portion of the season.
He will not be
suspended. I don't know if he will or won't. The Major League Baseball Players Union is the strongest in the country, so, like, he might not. You're right. But, I mean, it's unconscionable. I mean, people could die because of this, whether it's people going home to their families and this and that. Like, I mean, that's a lot of people on the field together. Like, he's been with those guys. I mean, it's not something to mess around about.
It's really uncool.
Just Rob so we Manfred, can celebrate.
Rob Manfred said Justin Turner was removed from the game in the seventh and immediately isolated to prevent the spread of COVID. Well, okay, yeah, he was for, like, an hour, and then that stopped. He's no longer isolated because you won?
Yeah, look, I mean, it's just a terrible job by him.
Major blunder.
Terrible job.
By everyone involved.
You think he was like, in Under Siege? What's the actor?
Denzel? Or,
no.
Or not Under Siege. I'm thinking of Steven Seagal?
Yeah, I think he's like Seagal in the icebox where, he's the cook and he's trying to tell the guy, let me out. Remember?
Yeah,
remember?
Course.
He's like, come on, man, sure. let me out of here. And he finally convinces the guy. You know, is he like... Was he in a box somewhere? He's like, come on, man, let me out. And then he just springs loose. Let's go to the phones. The whole thing is ridiculous. I mean, look, obviously, you want to say tough spot, maybe a little bit. I mean, first off, he just got told he's positive, and that stinks. Secondly, he just won a World Series, and of course he wants to celebrate with his teammates. But, dude, use your head. I mean, use your head a bit here. All right, let's go to Andy in Deptford. Andy, what's up, buddy?
Yo, what's up, guys? What's going on?
Hi, Andy.
As far as this whole buy or sell scenario, you know, I think we'd all agree this team isn't a Super Bowl-bound team right now. I mean, that's what this is all about, winning Super Bowls, right? Mm-hmm.
It's what it's mostly about, but I would not agree with the phrase it's what it's all about. I think there is a worthwhileness to a team and a town winning a division and experiencing the hope that comes with, let's see where it goes. I don't expect it to be a Super Bowl, but I don't run from the excitement of games that matter in December and January.
Well, I'd like to do both. Not for this year, but for the future. I'd like to sell, and I'd like to buy. As far as selling, Brandon Graham, we love him, but like you guys are saying, his value is probably the highest at this point. Brandon Graham's best years are probably past him, even though he's balling out this year. I'd look for something for Graham, Cox, Barnett, Ertz, anybody that's going to get us some value in return, I'd be looking to trade.
Yeah,
and then as far as buying, you look at that guy, Will Fuller. On the last year of his contract, a Philly cat, 26 years old, a speedster receiver, we could trade for him, lock him up long term. Now we don't have wide receiver problems. You got Fulgham, Fuller, Goddard moving forward.
Well, that could be predicated. I mean, are you getting a deal done with him when you make the trade? Because otherwise,
absolutely. This is kind of when the Phillies traded for Holiday.
Holiday, yeah.
You know, I don't trust Will Fuller.
Yeah, and you just drafted Rager to be Will Fuller.
Yeah.
He's hurt, but John, Will Fuller would come in right away and probably be our best receiver.
That's true. Right? But he would give us, I guess he averages, 10, 11 games a year. He's always got the whatever, hammy.
Yeah, but all the other receivers on our team are always hurt anyway.
So that doesn't mean you keep doing it. I mean, there are receivers out there who don't get hurt.
He's 26, though. I mean, we missed on Hopkins, who we could have got for next to nothing. We missed on Stephon Diggs, who all we had to do was sign him. So, I mean, we can't keep missing on young receivers.
I agree, but that doesn't mean he's the right one. There are guys like Steph Diggs and DeAndre Hopkins are in a different class to begin with, and then they're not hurt the way that he is ordinarily.
Yeah, you look at his skill set and what he brings to the table. This guy's a burner.
But Andy, I think your point would have more merit if Rager hadn't just been drafted. I mean, that's why the guy was drafted.
Yeah, but Rager's nowhere near a burner like Fuller. Rager didn't come in as a burner. He don't have burner.
Rager perceived as such because of that 40 time that didn't work out so good. But people that examined him a lot at TCU, said this guy's got a lot of speed. And if you remember, in the limited time that he played for the Eagles this year, two times he got open deep. I mean, real open. And once Carson connected with him and once Carson missed him. But, you know, in a game and a half, that wasn't so bad. Andy, give me a star-making role or moment.
What about that Al Pacino played as Michael Corleone?
I think that's a big one, right? I mean, I don't know Pacino for anything before Godfather 2.
For Godfather 1, you mean?
Oh, I'm sorry, for Godfather 1. Yeah, I was getting confused with De Niro for a second. Yeah, I mean, maybe he was in something, but that obviously took him up into a whole different stratosphere. Love that answer, out of the gate. That's a great answer. Now,
just looking, there was definitely nothing big before then. I wasn't sure if Serpico was before or after was after, so, yep.
Some of these we'll have to look up. That's a good one right there.
Major.
That's a big
answer.
That's a big answer right there. It really is. All right, speaking of answers, we'll get some answers from Shield Kapadia next. What stood out to him on the film from the Eagles and Giants game, and how the Eagles somehow, some way, Doug Peterson and Carson can find a way to get this team's offense to be more consistent. What exactly needs to be done to make that happen? We'll talk to Shield next. Jared Cameron, John Ritchie on WIP.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.